Well, this afternoon, President Obama is meeting with congressional leaders to discuss the standoff, but this may be a mere prelude to even more serious dislocations over raising the federal debt in a couple of weeks. Joining us to explain all this, former NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook. Andrea now runs Decode DC, a radio show and podcast that focuses on Washington's dysfunction. Andrea, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Your beat, isn't it? Washington's
yes.
dysfunction right up your alley. remind us, why is the federal government shut down?
Well, the federal government is shut down because, and the Democrats couldn't agree on bills that would keep standard operating money flowing into the agencies and departments of government. And so there's just a blanket non-agreement. What Representative Larson was saying just a few minutes ago on your program is true, that if Speaker Boehner came with a bill that said plainly, we shall fund the government for the next 2 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever, with no changes, it would pass because all of the Democrats and a large part of the Republicans would vote for it. But Speaker Boehner will not turn on those most conservative Tea Party Republicans in the House of Representatives and bring that bill to the floor.
Why is it, explain this to those of us who are not in that Washington, why is it that a small number of conservatives can stymie their own party, not to mention the Democrats and the president?
Because the Republican Party is really in a tight place right now. There is a battle within the Republican Party for the soul of the party. It is really a question of whether the party will be a big tent, old-fashioned style, fiscally conservative but socially moderate party, or a party that will take to the extreme the social and fiscal conservatism that causes things like this shutdown. It's really, you know, and so with this struggle in the Republican Party, the party leaders are really not running the show. It's the people underneath them. It's the factions within the Republican Party who are battling each other.
Now, I understand that Republicans in the House have talked about some piecemeal funding for some very visible areas of the federal government that are shutting down, like national parks. Is that apt to take some of the pressure off?
It would take the pressure off the Republicans, but there's no way the Democrats will vote for it because it's exactly a tactic for the Republicans to be able to have their cake and eat it too, have their shutdown, but keep things open that are politically popular to keep open. And the Democrats won't relieve that pressure from them at all.
President Obama meeting with congressional leaders this afternoon, but I understand there are very low expectations for this.
Yes, very, very low expectations, as if expectations for Washington could get any lower. It's really just, you know, it's remarkable. Everyone here in Washington is now, Washington, D.C., is now talking about the debt ceiling. So we're 17 days ahead of the rest of the country here because that's when the U.S. government would default on its debts. And that's really what the zero hour becomes now. We can all live with a shutdown regardless of the pretty catastrophic economic consequences for the economy and certainly for people who are being furloughed and told to go home with no pay. But we cannot live with a government that is not paying the debts that it has already racked up. So we're all sort of looking down the line to that 2 weeks from now.
So we could have this government shut down for 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks from now, we could have something even more serious happen.
Very much more serious. In fact, leaders of top Wall Street banks met with President Obama and with the House Republican leadership today, just an hour ago, to talk to them about the consequences of the United States defaulting on its debt. It has never happened before. There's no precedent for it. And it would be catastrophic for the world because the United States economy, the dollar, is the reserve currency of the world, even though the House has been messing around for a couple of years with this. We got very close a couple of years ago. We're close again.
Finally, Andrea, we've talked about how Congress cannot seem to do more than one thing at a time, and yet the Democrats are out today with an immigration reform proposal. Is that going to get any kind of a hearing this month, next month, before the end of the year?
It may get a some kind of hearing in committee. It won't get a hearing in the House of Representatives committees. I think the point of doing this on the Democratic side politically is to sort of stick it in the eye of the Republicans and say, look, we can continue to go about our business. We can be the people's party. That said, the real work going on in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, is trying to get out of this mess any way that's possible.
Andrea Seabrook, we learned something, as always. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks.
Andrea Seabrook runs Decode DC, a radio show and podcast that focuses on Washington's dysfunction. With David Hyde, I'm Ross Reynolds, and this is The Record.